Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, September 4th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Samsung's DJ Ko told CNBC it's time to deliver a foldable smartphone since surveys show consumers want one. He didn't give many details, but did say the unfolded version should have benefits compared to a regular tablet. Ko said development was complicated but nearly concluded and implied an announcement might happen at the Samsung Developer Conference in November in San Francisco. Ko also said Samsung is trying to put more new technology into mid-priced phones in order to appeal to millennials. Amazon has launched a version of its site in Hindi. Indian shoppers can switch between English and Hindi from the top left menu of the mobile Amazon site, as well as the Android app. No word on it coming to iOS or the desktop yet. Around 44% of people in India speak Hindi. The New York Times sources say Amazon is also planning rollouts in Bengali, Tamil, Kannada, and Telugu. Xiaomi's director of product management, Donovan Sung, tweeted a picture of what appears to be the forthcoming Mi Mix 3 making a 5G connection. He added, "We've successfully tested 5G data connections on Xiaomi phones, and we can't wait for the official rollout of 5G next year. With the Mi Mix 3 expected to be announced in October, it could be the first phone to hit the market with 5G capability. Other phones coming with 5G include a mod for the Moto Z3 and an LG phone on Sprint, both expected in 2019. A New York Times report indicates brands like General Mills, Levi, and AT&T are considering putting ads on Amazon boxes targeted by zip code. Verizon may advertise Fios services on boxes and on Amazon's site, despite not actually selling its service through Amazon. The European Union has reached a preliminary agreement on rules to require streaming services to carry at least 30% European-made content in their libraries. Individual countries can mandate up to 40% and require a minimum of that amount be made in their specific country. Surcharges on subscription fees can also be levied to pay into national film funds. Netflix already does this in Germany. A vote is expected to pass, and the rules become law in December. Companies will have 20 months from when it becomes law to apply the rules. The Verge reports on the Nubia Alpha wearable smartphone showed at IFA last week. The prototype consists of an elongated OLED panel inside a strap that wraps around the wrist. It could be used on your arm or removed to be used flat, so it could also be described as a smartwatch with a much longer screen. Nubia expects to have the device ready for sale in China by the end of the year at around the same cost as a smartphone. A report in the New York Times shows revenue growing at traditional retailers with consumers spending more money in physical stores. The number of stores closing has slowed as well. Stores like Target, Nordstrom, and Walmart have worked to make in-store shopping easier with features like picking up mobile orders in the parking lot, dropping off returns without needing to talk to a clerk, and having personal shoppers select groceries and provide them curbside. Bloomberg sources say China's top two wireless carriers, China Unicom and China Telecom, are exploring a merger. The combined company could roll out 5G services faster. That's the idea. The merger is being reviewed by the China's leaders, and no decision has yet been made. Finally, the 2018 Asian Games are holding esports tournaments as a demonstration, with the hopes of having esports become a medal event there in 4 years and eventually be included in the Olympics. The president of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, told the AP, "We cannot have in the Olympic program a game which is promoting violence or discrimination," saying killer games are contradictory to Olympic values. Bach did not specify which games he classifies as killer games. The games played at the Asian Games this year are Arena of Valor, Clash Royale, Hearthstone, League of Legends, Pro Evolution Soccer, and StarCraft II. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.